Hey, did you sleep in on
Thursday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
That's right, guys. Welcome to the Thursday pod.
Yeah, you know, big one, small one, whatever it is, there's stuff on it. But I do want to share a story of something that happened during the show.
Sure.
Grace and I were having a conversation, Nathan. I believe you went out bathroom water.
Might have done a little wee.
A little wee, yeah. So you're out. We're playing a song. Me and Grace are just chatting, having a bit of fun, having a laugh. And then you came back in and producer Grace, because peek behind the curtain, you may not know this, but on the show when we talk, we call these things breaks.
Yes.
It's a very radio term.
So radio terminology.
Yeah, it's when you're hearing us speaking, we refer to them as breaks. That's how we call them. So, again, it's just us talking on the radio, but we call them breaks.
Yeah.
So then Grace and I were chatting off air, and then Grace said to Nathan, when you walked back in, we should do breaks, but just for us in real life.
Yeah.
Well, that would just be having a conversation.
That's just talking.
That's just talking.
Yeah, but you can set it up like a radio break. Maybe I want to know the time and the weather before I get into the conversation.
So what you're saying is every conversation we have, you would like me to do a time call.
I'd like you to do a time call, and then I'd like you to say it's 19 degrees in the city right now.
Would you like me to pretend to come off a fake song?
Yeah, potentially.
So, all right, let's hypothetically.
Yeah, all right.
So the other weekend we were at Winefest.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pretend we're back there. And Nathan,
so we're at Winefest right
now. We're
at
Winefest. Let's pretend to do it.
Okay,
right?
Hang on. Well, I mean, let's make it feel like we're at Winefest, hey?
Winefest, okay.
I think I've got some bar noises or something. I'm pretty sure I do. If I go bar, maybe sort of. I don't. I thought I had like some bar
sound
noises.
Effects.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Club?
Club sound? No, I swear.
It's not a club.
Here we go. What's that?
Here you go. Pub background.
Pub background. Okay, here we go.
Ready?
And.
Right.
It is Jimmy Nath, Hobart's hit 100.9. That was Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper. Holy, 10 minutes past 8, guys.
Can I get a weather?
You want weather too?
Yeah,
it's 14 degrees outside. But I tell you what, how good's Winefest?
Yeah, have you tried the Pinot?
No, I haven't. Have you tried it?
It's delicious.
Yeah, what Pinot did you have?
The Frogmore one.
The Frogmore Pinot.
Hey guys, it's me, Jimmy. I've been walking around. What's happening?
Oh, Jimmy, you're here. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
How are you going, Jimmy?
I really want to know, 13 10 60, what's the best place to go to get a drink?
Yeah.
I've called up, hello, and you should go to Wobbly Boot. I'm just naming vineyards.
This is what you want? This is what you want in real
life?
This is not what I want.
This is... Jim, naughty, naughty surgeons in Darwin, because they have been given a slap on the wrist for using endoscopy equipment to steal chocolate from the hospital's vending machine.
So this is a bit of a 6:15 vending machine story.
It really is a 6:15 vending machine story. I was gobsmacked or bottom smacked when I heard this.
I don't know anything about this, but I'm not really upset. I'm kind of impressed.
Well, here's the thing. So apparently it's been happening so often that the hospital committee staff had to leave a note on the vending machine saying, "Theft is a crime. Next time the police will be notified. Please do not use endoscopy equipment to steal stuff from our vending machine."
So it goes through the little flap at the bottom?
Yeah, so through the thing in the bottom and works its way up.
Up.
One of the shelves.
And has it got a little claw thing that grabs?
This is the thing. There's a few different types of endoscopy equipment. So for those of you, if you don't know what an endoscopy is, essentially it's a procedure that allows surgeons to look inside the body using long, flexible tubes and a bright light with a video camera on the end. But there's a few different things and it goes through the bot.
Yes.
Essentially. Now, the one that they think they've been using, I've printed out a photo, is called an endo catch. And essentially, it kind of looks like something you would use to catch fish with. It's like a net.
It's got a little net on it.
Little net. So I'm assuming that is quite flexible and it would go up, as you said, through the flap of the vending machine, knock off some of the food, and it would fall into the net.
Come back down.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant? Well, these are the things that have been inside people's bottoms.
No, they clean.
Oh, they clean them so it's all right.
Well, I mean, they don't.
Surely there is other equipment that they could use. These are doctors.
So you're the only
they
thing
know
that,
they can take apart
thing,
people's bodies.
You're
surely
telling me
can
the
take
only thing you're
machine.
Worried about is the fact that it's been in someone's bottom.
Well, yeah, and it's an endoscopy equipment.
I'd lick it, mate. They sterilise them.
You would lick and
producer Grace, your mum's a nurse.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry to
I
bring you in.
I understand that they would sterilise them, but would you lick it?
I don't know if I'd go out of my way to lick it, but I think if I got it in my mouth accidentally, then I would be okay with it.
Okay.
I'd be more upset using someone else's toothbrush than using...
because you don't sterilise toothbrushes.
That's what I mean. They're sterilised. Mm. Everything that they use.
Do you reckon they would sterilise them after the vending machine then as well, wouldn't they? Surely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you're not going to stick it up a vending machine and then into someone.
There's a sentence I didn't think Grace would say.
Yeah,
there.
God, I hope people just tuned in. don't know if I'm going to give any context.
Oh my God, I just got my car from the gym. What did producer Grace say?
I'm on my way to work and this is what they've got into? Wow. And that was 615 vending machine.
Nath, producer Grace, Australian of the Year, friend of the show, Grace Tame. She has spoken out against Prime Minister Scott Morrison's use of the phrase as a father in his initial response to rape allegations made by former Liberal staffer. The Tasmanian sexual abuse survivor and advocate was asked about Mr. Morrison's comment at the National Press Club yesterday. She said, it shouldn't have taken children to have a conscience, and then said, and actually on top of that, having children doesn't guarantee a conscience.
Yep.
Now, this is after former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins alleges that she was sexually assaulted by a senior male colleague in a minister's office in 2019. Mr. Morrison said after he watched Miss Higgins' interview with his wife, it's his wife Jenny that urged him to think about him being a father of two daughters. We spoke on the show, and I mean, I said it, Nathan, you agreed. They're just unacceptable, those comments from Scott Morrison.
Sorry.
And producer Grace, I mean, I haven't spoken to you about this, but I'm blown away. Grace Tame is inspiring. She's brave, using a platform.
I was saying this yesterday. I saw her on TV in the office. She was up there talking for what, an hour and a half? And I just do not know how she does it every day.
This is a 26-year-old woman new to the media spotlight who is essentially giving our Prime Minister a lesson.
Yeah, speaking to the entire country.
At the highest office in the land, and a lesson that he needs to hear. This is the highest office in the land that needs to hear something like that.
I think she's using her platform to the best of her ability.
Absolutely.
As Australian of the Year, I'm sure, I don't have any examples of this, but I'm sure there'd probably been other people who've become Australian of the Year and then gone, oh, well, I shouldn't say that, or I shouldn't piss this person or whatever. As Australian of the Year, she's come after the head honcho, the top person, which is Scott Morrison, and rightfully so. I completely agree with her comments. But, you know, there's times where, you know, we have a platform here in our tiny little show, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I shouldn't say that because I don't want to piss someone off. Mm-hmm. She does not care about that. She is standing up for people. She's giving people a voice. I can't say enough. I was trying to think about this last night, and I was like, I don't know if I've ever met someone that has been powerful.
She's incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. Incredibly powerful. And I just, take my hat off to her.
All you have to do is go through any social media platform and have a look at all the people who have reposted her quotes, who have reposted her video, her speech, even just a picture of her.
But there are
people banding behind this woman. She's incredible.
And look, at the end of the day, like, you know, people post about stuff all the time. She stood up there and absolutely rinsed our Prime Minister.
But what I'm saying, it's working. It It's working. She's not just doing this for the sake of it. It's working, and people are listening and supporting her. Mate, give her the Prime Minister badge, really.
Oh, yeah. I'd love Grace Tame for Prime Minister. I think she'd be great.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah, so, no, I just wanted to, yeah, Nath, round of applause. We absolutely love Grace Tame. She's,
And a proud Tasmanian as well.
I don't think I've ever met or seen anyone like her. She's, very inspiring.
SAS does provide a 24-hour crisis response and support service in southern Tasmania. You can reach them on 1-800-MY-SUPPORT.
Jim, of course, the World Game. Football, what a sport.
Football, yes.
What a sport. You could have gone pro if you didn't get injured.
No, couldn't have gone pro on football.
Cricket, though.
Cricket, mate.
Which is not what we're
robbed.
Talking about.
Absolutely, Rob.
Show a few shoulder surgeries.
Yeah, could have been the captain.
Or in the back, green.
Payne's doing a good job.
Well, registrations to get your kids into playing soccer have kicked off, and the 2021 season is about to start. To register, sign up, playfootball.com.au. But all week, we thought the perfect way to celebrate the football season here in Taz is, of course, by having a bunch of kids kick soccer balls at the greatest goalkeeper known to the radio airwaves, producer Grace.
She's a keeper with Jimmy and Nath on Hit Hobart. Just kick a ball to Grace. Yeah, she's a keeper. The 2021 soccer season is about to start. Registrations are now open. Sign up at playfootball.com.au.
Yeah, of course she's a keeper and our producer Grace. Jim, she certainly is a keeper, isn't she?
Oh, mate, she is. If you ever had the chance to get Grace, you wouldn't let her go.
Oh, absolutely not. You know?
Come here. You know what
no,
I mean?
I'm good, thanks, but...
How this works, 13-10-60, if you're a kid aged between 6 and 12 and you want, and this is guaranteed, a limited edition soccer survival pack, plus the chance to win $200 cash.
What's the age group again?
6 to 12.
6 to 12, $200. That's $200, mate.
That's a lot of money for a kid. That's a lot of money now. I wouldn't pay no to $200.
Huge amount of cash. $200.
I wouldn't know what to do with it if I was 8 years old.
No, nor would I.
$200.
So many things you could spend. Would you save it or spend it?
I'm trying to think what I was buying back. I bought a lot of Pokemon cards, I reckon, at that age.
Pokemon cards. PlayStation games was one for me, too.
I think mine would have been worth something, but Mum, I think, just gave them away.
Yeah, actually, same as my Crazy Buns.
They're not worth anything.
They would have been
Pokemon
worth
Pokemon cards, first edition, aren't worth something.
No, the Crazy Buns,
no one
buns,
knows
mate.
What a Crazy Bun is.
There's who spent $2,500 on Pokemon cards the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the first edition ones are going nuts at the moment. Mm. And Mum, bloody... gave them away to garage sale, some kid.
Yeah, some kids are absolutely rolling in it. All right, it's very simple. All you need to do is be able to kick a ball past Producer Grace tomorrow. Now, this is your final chance this week, but Producer Grace, you just told me you're doing it again next week as well.
Yeah, we're doing it again next week. So I'm thinking
depending
this
on
one
how you
as
go
the
tomorrow.
Practice round. Yeah, if I end up like seriously injured or something, we might not do it next week.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the one begging and pleading to do it again.
No.
This whole thing was your idea, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it?
No, I think you guys just wanted to watch kids kick balls at me.
Yeah, we didn't even have a client involved before that, did we?
No, Nath had the name. She's a keeper, and then we figured the rest
figured
out.
Figured out what happened. 13, 10, 60, we've just asked. If you're a kid aged between 6 and 12, and you want a limited edition soccer survival pack, plus the chance to win $200 thanks to MyState, all you need to do is come along tomorrow, after you get your invite from us, and kick a ball into a goal, past Producer Grace.
Yeah, I just want to stress, we don't actually want kids to kick balls at Grace.
Yeah, please don't aim at me. Yeah. No. Aim for the goal.
Well, because the goal gets you the money.
Yeah.
So
it's not in your best interest to aim at Grace.
No.
You know what I mean? You actually want to get it in the goal behind. You want to aim as far away from her as possible. You know, so you want to get it into the goal.
Top bins, Grace.
Top bins.
I still don't know what that means.
Yeah, but don't say that, because when I explain it, you don't care.
No, I truly don't care.
Just but, go. Just say it.
Top bins.
Top bins.
Absolutely.
There
go for top bins. Go for bottom bins.
Now, obviously, the whole thing is going to be on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath as well, so you can follow along. You can follow along.
What are we doing? A live stream? You want to film it?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
You tell me what you want me to do.
Maybe a live stream. Live stream's not a bad idea. No, yeah. Well, because we're going to be the referees on the day, Jim, so we'll be in referee kit.
Yes.
And Producer Grace, full goalie kit as well.
One thing Nath loves, it's dressing up.
Absolutely. There's nothing. Well, there's no point doing anything unless you're dressed up.
Correct.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? That's the whole point.
It's a point of life,
especially
isn't it?
In an audio medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do we dress up so much on radio?
Oh, it's fun, you know. Radio can be enjoyed on the socials these days, can't it? You know what I mean? Head to our Instagram.
Jimmy, check it out. All right, our final contestant for the week from New Norfolk. Hello, Mia. How are you?
I'm good.
Mia, how old are you?
I'm 10.
10 years old. Now,
Mia, you good at kicking a football, soccer ball?
Yes.
Yeah, do you reckon you could squeeze one past Producer Grace?
Yes.
Okay.
She sounds confident.
She does sound confident. Mia, how long have you been playing soccer for?
I played it when I was 7.
When you were 7. So 3 whole years. Well, you've got three.
No, she just said 7. Oh, she's retired now.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, she hasn't played.
Stepped away from the game.
Yeah, 8, 9 and 10. She's just enjoying retirement.
Well, Mia, I mean, Producer Grace is the person who's going to be trying to stop the balls tomorrow. Now, she's been a little bit nervous. Is there any hints that you could give her on how to be a good goalkeeper?
Try your best.
Yeah,
that's so true, Mia. Thank you so much. You know what? I will try my best.
And you should. And thanks to Mia for telling you that as well, because that's what you needed to hear. Mm. How is your confidence level, Grace?
I just don't have the hand-eye coordination. I'm really worried that all these kids are going to just nail it and I'm just going to be standing there not knowing what to do.
They probably will, but that's okay.
Any other advice for Grace, Mia?
Not really.
Yeah. No, we don't want to give it too much advice
because Mia's trying to win as well.
Of course.
Yeah,
clever, Mia. Competitive.
Yeah, get ahead,
Mia. Laugh.
I want to ask now on 13 10 60, have you been bitten by a jack jumper?
I wish I don't have a sound effect for that. You threw
Scott Roth just bit your ankle.
What?
The coach of the jack jumpers.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Obviously a massive fan. Simon Brookhouse just latched onto your arm.
Hasn't started playing yet.
Yeah.
And they're also not players.
Oh. Jack, the mascot.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah. I'm just a basketball fan.
That's right, man.
No, the ant, guys. I'm looking for the ant. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare released some information yesterday showing Tasmania had Australia's highest rate of hospitalisations.
Hospitalisation?
People being sent to hospital due to contact with ants.
Jeez, they're the worst because you can't see them and they get in your little things and they bite you.
That's why our basketball team's named after them. Oh, strike fear into the opposition.
They just get in you and put you in hospital.
We're going to clothes hanger some guys on the court.
Start biting people.
I tried to do some research yesterday, and apparently this is because the jack jumper, obviously a fierce Tasmanian ant, they have a habit of savagely defending their nests. Mm. So if you are anywhere around their nests, they will get you.
They'll come at you.
Yeah.
They'll get
you. I mean, you don't even have to be doing anything other than just walking by, and they'll, like, they see that as an attack.
Yeah, they're very, of course. They've protective instinct.
They got fight in them.
They're fighters. They may be little, but God, they can fight.
Just like our basketball team.
Yeah. Will be.
Will be.
Yes.
Sorry, the coach and the CEO? Nothing.
No. Just wait for the players.
Players. They're lovely. Simon Brookhouse and Scott Rice.
Great people. Salt
of the earth.
Mm.
So there's four types of jack jumper species. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
In Tasmania. But there's only really one, the Miceria piliorosilu.
Oh, well said. What number does he wear?
Number three.
Number three, yeah.
He's a 3 and D type of guy.
Yeah, yeah, got you.
Three-pointers, lockdown defense. Mm. Yes, the Miceria piliorosilu.
Oh, different too.
causes very painful stings, and a lot of people have allergic reactions to that.
Have you been bitten by a jack jumper before?
I have not been bitten by a jack jumper.
No, I've almost been. I've had one on me, and then I flicked it off, ran away.
That's
good. Absolutely. And he was a big man. It's like 7 foot.
Scott Ross.
Get off me.
Scotty, you have a few beers, you're anyone. No, that's Brookhouse. Producer Grace stepped on a bee on the weekend. Not a jack jumper.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with this, but... I got stung by a blue bottle once, which is fun.
You know, I was about to, in my head, I was like, I got bitten by a bee at golf the other day, remember? On my finger.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
But I'm not going to tell that story because it's a bee.
So you've just brought in Producer Grace for the same thing.
No, I didn't bring her
Should we go, what'd you get stung by? Or what'd you get bit by?
I want a jack jumpers because this news came out yesterday.
People are already calling for jack jumpers.
Producer Grace, actually, can you turn the mic on? Producer Grace, you have a video of you getting bitten by this bee.
Yeah, I made a weird sound and then turned the video off immediately.
Sorry, again, there's a bee. 131060, have you been bitten by a jack jumper? Is the question that we are asking.
I got asked swooped by a magpie once.
Or have you been swooped by a maggie? Also, if you give us a call.
Has a dog barked at you when you've walked past a house?
Have you been honked at? How broad can we make this?
Have you driven your car down the main street and someone's given you a wave?
You know what? 131060, are you a person? Jump. Let's open it right up.
No, we want jack jumpers.
Okay. We don't want jack jumpers. Have you?
Are you a jack jumper?
They don't have phones. Have you been bitten by a jack jumper?
Nath, just ask 131060, have you been bitten by a jack jumper? This is after the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare released some data yesterday, and Tasmania leads Australia in rate of hospitalisations due to contact with ants.
Oh, man.
Ouch. It just does show why a basketball team is now named after the Jack Jumpers, because they're angry little things that defend their home.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
that's
they
what
are.
You want.
Biting and attacking, that's what
home
they do.
Home court advantage, that's what you do. Need in the finals.
They look after you.
Yeah.
Pack mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, like our fans, you know what I mean?
They're big, tall... Oh, no, they're ants.
Well, they're not tall. All right, Anne from Lindisfarne. Anne, have you been bitten by a jack jumper?
I most certainly have.
Well, when did it happen, Anne?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was bitten, and then I had to be rushed off. An ambulance came down to us.
Oh.
Yes, and I had to have the oxygen and taken away and had some tests and all done, and I now have an injection.
Wow. And
wait. I was also in the garden here back a few years ago, and as they say, things come back to bite you on the feet.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I was in the garden, and where did I get bit?
On the feet.
No, on the bottom.
On the bottom.
So that was another investigation, yes. So I do have an injection. If I get bit and have to quickly head off to the hospital.
So when you say injection, Anne, you have something permanently at home. An EpiPen, okay. So
you get bitten. You're allergic then, Anne?
I am.
Oh.
So where were you the first time? Were you at home?
Down at Primrose Sands on a block of land that we had.
And it just.
And was the pain, the pain would have just been immeasurable.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh.
And the swelling and makes you, it's horrible. And it's the swelling and you just feel sick and then anxiety hits. And not a very pleasant experience, that's for sure.
No. Do you think, it's a good name then to strike fear into the opposition because it's the name of our NBL team, Anne?
Definitely Stingham.
Thank you, Anne. Young Jacob from Kingston. Jacob, have you been bitten by a jack jumper, buddy?
Yeah, a first I got bitten by a blunt when I was little, then the jack jumper tried to gang up on me.
The jack jumper tried to gang up on you?
Yeah.
Where was this, Jacob?
When I was little, I was going, it was at my house, I was going in the backyard. I didn't look where I was going, and then I got bitten.
So you, by just one jack jumper or a few of them, Jacob?
Oh, no, first a bull ant got me. Then the jack jumper thought it would be fun to gang up.
Oh, so, they saw the bull ant having such a good time. They're like, I want to get involved in this.
Yeah.
But you didn't get bitten by the jack jumper, just the bull ant.
Nearly.
Nearly, though.
Nearly
but not,
did.
But,
yeah, okay.
But close,
all right. Well, I'm
close.
Glad you didn't get bitten by him, Jacob. All right. Donna from South Arm. Donna, bitten by a jack jumper?
Bitten by several jack jumpers.
Not at once.
Swimming. Yeah, at once. Was swimming in the lagoon and sat down on a tree stump off to the side. So it was in my bathers.
Yeah.
And the nest was in the tree stump. So unfortunately, like Anne, pain in the bum, literally.
Literally a pain in the ass.
So did you have to go to hospital, Donna?
I did, and I spent some very embarrassing hours laying on my stomach with two ice packs in my pants.
So, yeah, how did that was, I mean, you're not allergic.
You asked Donna about her behind.
Yeah, yeah, you're not allergic, though, Donna, are you?
No, I'm not allergic ongoing, but I had, like, a reaction at the time because there was just so much.
And seven
so
of them?
At the one time. Several. So, yeah, like a whole bunch of them.
Bites on your butt. So how long was it recovery?
It was a good couple of days before I could sit down comfortably, but yeah, no more sitting on tree stumps ever.
Yeah, no, try and avoid that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't think you're going to sit in a tree stump, you're going to get your ass bit.
Well, I mean, what about just like a fold-out chair, Donna? You have one of those?
Yeah, look, I'm thinking that's probably a better idea, yeah.
What about those little inflatable donuts?
Oh, yeah.
Funny story, I actually had to sit on one of them.
is that
was something else?
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.